This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Graduation season officially commences today for students of Hacker School. It's a 12-week program in Manhattan. This year's class is diverse and dedicated to coding. There are a growing number of non-academic institutions geared towards teaching tech skills. Hacker School is funded in part by tech companies and recruiters who place its graduates at those tech companies. As students prepared to enter the next phase of life with a new set of skills, we asked Marketplace New York intern Tobin Lowe to pay a visit to Hacker School. Hey, Tobin.
Hey, Ben.
What is Hacker School? Should I be scared?
Don't be scared.
Okay.
When I think hacker, I think Tom Cruise coming through the vents. It's not anything like that. But basically, it's a 12-week program in New York, and people learn how to be better programmers.
If it's not Tom Cruise coming through the vents, Mission Impossible style, who are the students at Hacker School?
Well, so there are about 60 participants. And actually, what's really interesting about this batch is that Google is sponsoring $150,000 in grants for qualified female programmers.
Uh-huh.
People like Rose Ames, for example, she's a participant from a small town in Ontario, only about 600 or 700 people.
One of the things about being female and technical in a small town is that you're just very much alone. And I learned from a young age not to say what I was thinking about because there was no one who could hear it.
And for her, being in this community of people who understand what she's talking about and are just as passionate as her, it's huge.
If some of the motivation for these grants that Google is providing is to address this kind of imbalance in the tech industry between men and women, how are the students feeling about that? I mean, did you talk to Rose about that?
Yeah, and actually, I asked her if she thought there was something that women uniquely bring to the tech industry and what she thought about that.
Uh-huh.
And I thought she had a really interesting answer.
I'm not a fan of that way of thinking, that kind of essentialism where you're saying, oh, women are going to completely change the field. I don't think that's the case at all, except, of course, that overall you're choosing from a bigger pool, so you're going to have more talent available to you.
It just kind of makes sense. If you open up the talent pool, you're going to have more people to choose from.
All right. So what's next for Rose? What's she doing in the big bad world? And what about the other people?
Well, so the other thing about Rose is she's a wife and a mother of four. Now that she has all this training and she's really excited to get out there and find a job in the tech industry, They probably have to move away from their town of 600 or 700 people.
Okay.
For the other people in the Hacker School, you know, they come from very diverse backgrounds. So some of the participants are going to go on to jobs in the tech industry. That's what they're looking to do. For other people, this is just something that's a hobby for them. They're really interested in programming, and they took 12 weeks to learn how to be better at it. It's sort of a really interesting detour.
Tobin Lowe, intrepid Marketplace New York intern back from Hacker School. Tobin, thank you very much.
Thanks, Ben.